Hi, my name is Rebecca Thompson-Hitt. I'm the founder and executive director of the Consciously Parenting Project. And this is a conversation that we're going to have about my very first book, Consciously Parenting, What It Really Takes to Raise Emotionally Healthy Families, and about principle number one. And that is, all behavior is a communication. Behavior reflects the internal state of the individual and the relationship's level of connection. So we're going to be looking at this month and really diving in a little bit more deeply about what that really means and how that shows up in day-to-day life. We are communicating constantly from the very moment that we're born, and I would argue well before we're born. We're communicating with our parents. We're communicating in the way that we move our bodies. We're communicating in the sounds that we make. And our patterns of relationship really begin to form there. Even without saying a word, our children are communicating with us constantly. And so it's our job to just pay attention. And if you've been around at all, I've talked about how it's not your job to catch every single bit of communication from your kids. But if you get about a third, 33%, which is failing, yes, I know, 33%, you are doing really, really well. 33% of the cues of your kids. So don't look at this as, oh my gosh, I got to pay more attention. They're going to keep communicating with you until you get it. And sometimes that can take a while. I know for me, it took me a very long time to really catch on to what my child was communicating with me. And I wrote some books about it because it was so dramatic and impactful once I finally understood what the communication was. So this month, we're going to be looking more about our communication, their communication, and how this shows up in our parenting and what we can do about it to create more connection. So next week, next video, we're going to be looking at creating connection. We're going to be looking at those early patterns of relationship. And, you know, just a quick reminder, it's really easy to connect with them when they're on green. And then we're going to look at nurturing connection. We're going to look on yellow. We're going to look at yellow and feelings and emotions and what we're needing then when we're on yellow and what they're needing. And then we're going to be looking at repair, recognizing that red light in you and in them and what they're communicating. And so throughout this, we're going to be looking at story. We're going to be looking at what they're showing, what they're expressing, and then having you just take a quick look back at, you know, what you know about their story and what they could be showing you about their own internal state, what's going on with them and what's true with them, and what's going on in between your relationship. So stay tuned, and we'll have more soon.